Okay, good evening. Hopkins Junior High Intermediate Orchestra, and I want to welcome you to the 2016 CMEA Band Orchestra Festival here at Castro Valley High School. And my name is Norm D, and I'm the Director of Instrumental Music at Aquilani's High School in Lafayette, and I'm the past president of the California Band Director Association, and I'll be offering you some comments and observations, ideas, and just tell you what you're doing, how well you're doing, a couple of little suggestions here and there, and really looking forward to hearing your program today. So we had a little excitement earlier, and now we're ready to play, and you know, your director is getting ready to get everything going, so here we go. Nice entrances. I would take a breath with your teacher before you come in with that down bow with each entrance. Yes. Do, 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 down bow like that. Yeah, nice string sound. I wouldn't mind just having the pizzicato just a little fuller. Okay, careful of the pitch there, the D sharp. Yeah, really lean into 19, that nice big crescendo there. Just lean into that new phrase. Yeah, I appreciate the effort into the nice uniform bowings, and I see a lot of you guys are using vibrato. I really like that in the young group. Yeah, I really appreciated that forte right there at 29. Thank you. Got a lot of bow. Yeah, we're talking about vibrato a second. I'd like to see you. You're doing a good job with the vibrato, but even after the note's over, you should keep your hand vibratoing, because there's a additional overtones that come out even after you've cut off. So keep vibratoing even though you've cut off. Yeah, always be aware of that moving line. Bring that moving line out. Yeah, I really like the way you lean into that double forte. That's really shows a lot of maturity. Thank you. Nice long notes in the quarter notes. Full valued notes. Yeah, really bring that second violin part out. There you go. Appreciate the detail, the bowings that you're all doing. They're all nice and uniform. It's very, very noticeable in the audience. Yeah, would have liked to hear a little more viola. Really nice. I appreciated that. Interesting little retard there, three before the end, and a little pause, and then playing the last two bars in tempo. That's really cool. Really nice things going on. Teachers showing you a whole lot of terrific musical things that you can draw from and continue on when you get more playing more advanced groups and things like that. So bravo! Really enjoying your performing so far. So. And we're going to take a little break here, and your teacher is joking with you and having a good time, and here we go. Yeah, you have a nice rapport with your students, Mr. Conway. Yeah, just lean into that down bow, that downbeat as well. Just make it a little more tender. That's beautiful sound, gorgeous sound. Really make a lot of those swells and those crescendos and diminuendos. Really pour yourself into it. Yeah, you know what I would do with those long notes? thought it'd have notes, and the notes are long. Do something with that note. You know, the note is either going somewhere in the phrase or coming away from something. And a lot of these right now, I would like to hear maybe just a little natural crescendo into the next note, leading into the next note, and we'll add a lot more to the emotionalism and the feeling of the music that conveying to the audience. Remember, notes that are long doesn't have to be static. You can do something with them. Yeah, right there, you kind of diminuendoed a little bit. That was very cool. Other long sustained notes you might want to crescendo into the next phrase, next into the next note. So right there, I would have liked to hear just a little more sound, just moving into the next measure. Yeah, I would have just dug into that a little more in the cello. It sounds great in the cello, but just digging into with those 16th notes leading into 33 would have been cool. I love the position you guys have with your bows and while you're pizzicatoing. Really good. Thank you. There's a crescendo written there too, and I really just wanted to hear more of your just digging in and just making that crescendo into measure 51. Yeah, again, right there, just a little more push, just a little more crescendo into that pickup before 68. You really draw in a lot more of the audience when you do that. Nice. Ta-da. The people playing that note should play that note a little louder. That's kind of like that note of the major chord. It's a suspended note that gives it a kind of a bittersweet sound. So we want to hear that just a little more. And doing a lot of terrific things. Gosh, what a nice sounding orchestra. Really well taught. And I want you to pour more of yourself into it. And really... Just like draw out as much of the music as you can. Careful some of the pitch. Yeah, even says digging right there at 13. It's just more sound. It's more gritty. Make it more gritty. Yeah, like there's just a little more in the first violin, so 16th note pickups. Dum digga dum, dum digga dum bum, like that. Just a little more, dig into it. You know, a colleague once told me that great music comes from great risk taking, and a lot of times you take a big risk, and maybe sometimes it doesn't work out. But if you don't take that risk, sometimes you miss out on that moment of making really compelling, great music. And you guys are right there on the cusp of being able to make just fantastic music at this grade level. Super, super job. Nice, nice job. But really nice string sound, just terrific balance in the group. I can tell you're listening to each other and just doing so many terrific musical things. And this being the intermediate orchestra, you have like the sky's the limit. You know, you guys are going to do great things in the next groups that you're in. And my gosh, it's like, I just love watching the way you guys play on stage. The bowings look terrific. The bow placement on the string is terrific. You're all vibratoing. I would suggest that maybe if you vibrato, make sure you keep vibratoing even after the note's over, just for a couple of seconds before you stop, because there's, you know, extra sympathetic vibrations that go up, and just continues keeping the note warm sounding as it decays. So keep vibratoing even after you stop. So, wow, not a lot of great things. Mr. Conway, congratulations. I haven't heard some of your groups in a while, but boy, you do terrific work. I really admire what you do at your school. So anyway, thank you very much for performing today. You guys were terrific, and I look forward to hearing you again sometime in the near future. Thank you for coming.